our work. I should pay tribute to them, in fact, and I assisted at your previous periodic report, which we enjoyed a good professionalism from your delegation. Thank you for the report and for the answers. It's only one observation. I've noticed that in several of your answers, whether on the current cluster, articles 6 to 9, or even the previous clusters, articles 1 to 5 of the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights, you've been several times referring to EU, European Union regulation number so and so, European Court statement or sentence number so and so. From my point of view, that's okay. I can go along with that, to the extent that it is fully in conformity with the provisions of the Covenant, the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights. But the question is, what will you do when there is a conflict between your obligation and obligation of yours in accordance with an article in the International Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights, and an obligation, your obligation to the EU with regard to the same issue? Which one will prevail in your practice? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Abdelmonem. I see no further requests for the floor, so I would like to give the floor back to the delegation for the responses. And you can also take into account that you will be having time tomorrow to for the remaining responses related to Cluster 2. So you can pick up the questions that you would like to respond to.